So it's a great day of rejoicing for our diocese as we celebrate this feast of Our Lady of La Leche, in buen parto, Our Lady of the Milk and of Happy Delivery. And the image that we have here and at the shrine in St. Augustine shows us the nursing mother. And when we go back to Jerusalem and the ancient catacombs and grottos, the image of the nursing mother is one of the oldest images of Our Lady being depicted. And in the Holy Land, you can go to a grotto that's called the Milk Grotto, because tradition tells us that when Mary and Joseph were fleeing Jerusalem to go to Egypt, they stopped at this cave for Mary to nurse and to take care of Jesus, and a drop of the milk spilled on the rock, and the entire room, the cave, turned a dazzling white. And there's a milky, chalky dust now there in that grotto, the Milk Grotto, which you can visit if you go to the Holy Land. And we know that our diocese is called St. Augustine because as the settlers were coming across the Atlantic, it was on the feast of St. Augustine. The Spanish call it Augustine. That's the day they saw the land, so that's why we named our diocese this. But it was on Our Lady's birthday, September 8th, that they actually reached the shore, and they immediately offered the sacrifice of the Holy Mass. But Our Lady, in the very first steps on this land, as the Catholic faith was brought to these people, Our Lady has been here with us. And what a privilege it is for us to have this oldest shrine in our own diocese, where countless of people have gone to make pilgrimage, asking for our Blessed Mother's intercession. Our Blessed Mother who desires, who lives to make intercession for us. And the image that we have as the nursing mother is a beautiful image, and it tells us so much. I mean, as the gospel tells us, the natural relationship between Mary and Jesus is nothing compared to the spiritual reality, and why our Blessed Mother is honored so highly, not because she was the physical mother, as great as that is, but because she was obedient to hearing the word of God. And she received it as it is, the beautiful gift of the Father's heart. And so when we look at the image of the nursing mother, this is what we see. Our Lady feeding her child. We are fed by Holy Mother Church. Our Blessed Mother desires us to be fed in the same way that she fed Jesus. And Our Lady is an image of the Church. In the book of Revelation, when we have the image of Our Lady in the sky as the Ark of the New Covenant, if we continue reading, we come across a passage that tells us that Our Lady is the mother of all those who believe in her Son. So if we believe in Jesus, then Mary is our mother. And like a good mother, she nurtures her children. She images to us what the Church does for each one of us. And in this time when there's so much turmoil, so much chaos, war and violence in the world, and chaos and turbulence within the Church, a beautiful image where Jesus is resting peacefully in the arms of his mother, as we should as well. Receiving from Mother Church the truth, which is the nourishment for our souls. A baby doesn't make his own milk. A baby doesn't have a recipe and they create their own formula. A baby simply receives. And as trustful children of Holy Mother Church, we do the same. As Mother Church professes and teaches and proclaims, we simply receive. Receive the life-giving truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And so we turn to our Blessed Mother this evening and ask her for that grace of obedience the grace of docility to be open to receive what she has. And for those of you in this state of grace who will be receiving Holy Communion, as you come forward, you can imitate Jesus. Whether you kneel or you stand, as you receive the Blessed Sacrament, we do that. We receive communion. We don't take, we don't grab, we don't grasp. We allow Holy Mother Church to feed us as the minister places our Lord on your tongue or in your hand. Much like Mother Church or Mother Mary fed Jesus, Mother Church feeds us. And so we rejoice today for this beautiful gift of this image of Mary, the nursing mother who desires to nurse us, to nurture us, to feed us, so that we can be with her and her Son in heaven forever. Amen.